In this bulletin, women and young people to be provided with relief in the budget. Victoria records 15 coronavirus cases and one death. And in sport, Novak Djokovic qualifies for the French Open quarterfinal. Good afternoon, Peggy Giacomelos with the latest from the SBS newsroom. Women and young people affected by the pandemic are expected to be a key focus of tonight's federal budget. More than 50% of workers laid off during the pandemic are women, while less than 60% of young Australians are employed. The budget will outline details of a new wage subsidy scheme which will encourage businesses to hire young people. Treasurer Josh Frydenberg says the government will also release its second Women's Economic Security Statement to boost women's participation in the workforce. Mr. Frydenberg says previous recessions have demonstrated the difficulty of reducing the jobless rate.
They say that unemployment goes up the elevator and comes down the stairs. In the 1980s, it took 6 years to get unemployment back below 6% from where it started. In the 1990s, it took 10 years. We want to move faster than that, and importantly, we want to help women and young people get back to work.
And the opposition is accusing the government of hypocrisy over the high levels of spending anticipated in today's budget. The budget is set to reveal a record deficit and soaring debt as Australia sees its first recession in nearly 30 years. Labor leader Anthony Albanese says the government must explain its change in tune after criticising the Labor government's stimulus measures during the global financial crisis in 2007.
The government needs to explain the contradiction and the fact that it for years has spoken economic nonsense. The government also needs to explain why it was that during the global financial crisis they opposed all of the economic stimulus measures, including infrastructure investment. They showed such opportunism and destructive action.
15 new coronavirus cases and one death have been reported by Victorian health authorities. The rolling 14-day average of new cases has dropped to 10.6 in metropolitan Melbourne, more than double the average of 5 needed to ease further restrictions. It comes as the Chadstone cluster continues to grow, with 24 active infections linked to the Butcher Club and Chadstone Shopping Centre so far. Meanwhile, New South Wales has recorded an 11th consecutive day with no locally acquired coronavirus cases. The state has registered 11 new infections in return travellers currently undergoing quarantine. Health authorities are appealing to residents to come forward for testing as testing rates continue to decline. Moving overseas, and United States President Donald Trump has been cleared to leave hospital today, where he has been receiving treatment for COVID-19. After spending 4 days at the Walter Reed Military Hospital, Mr. Trump says he feels really good. Dr. Sean Conley says Mr. Trump is doing well and will receive one more course of remdesivir before he's discharged.
It's been more than 72 hours since his last fever. Oxygen levels, including ambulatory saturations and his work of breathing, are all normal. Though he may not entirely be out of the woods yet, the team and I agree that all our evaluations, and most importantly, his clinical status, support the president's safe return home, where he'll be surrounded by world-class medical care 24/7.
At least 12 people from Mr. Trump's inner circle have been infected so far, the latest being White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany. Foreign Minister Maurice Payne is preparing to meet with her counterparts from the United States, India and Japan. High-level talks begin today in Japan between the four member states of the Quad Security Alliance. COVID-19 is set to dominate the agenda, including vaccine options and the need for a coordinated response to the pandemic in the Indo-Pacific region. Ms. Payne will also meet with Japan's Minister for Gender Equality and the Olympics, Seiko Hashimoto, to discuss women's economic empowerment and sport. In tennis, world number one Novak Djokovic has beaten Karen Khachanov to advance to the French Open quarterfinals. It marks the Serbian's 14th quarterfinal in the tournament, bringing him equal with Rafael Nadal's record. Djokovic is chasing a second title in Paris after qualifying for 11 years in a row, thanks to a flawless run this year. In his latest match, the 33-year-old accidentally hit a second-line judge with a ball after being disqualified from the US Open in September for doing the same thing.
My gosh, it was a very awkward deja vu. I'm actually trying to find the lines person and see if he's okay, because I saw he had a little bit of a bruise or like redness on that place in the head where the ball hit him. I hope he's fine.
Let's look at the weather now for you across the country. Fine in Perth, 23 degrees, 18 for you in Adelaide where it's cloudy. A couple of showers developing in Melbourne, 14. It's partly cloudy in Hobart and 16. Rain at times in Canberra, 19. A couple of showers in Wollongong, 20 degrees. Cloudy in Sydney where it's 22 for you. Much the same in Newcastle, a top of 23. 27 in Brisbane where it's partly cloudy. It's also cloudy in Cairns today where it's 30 degrees. And in Darwin, a couple of showers and a storm likely later today. It's 33 degrees there. Peggy Giacomelos with the latest from the SBS newsroom. And for news in depth, don't forget to take a look at our podcast page, sbs.com.au/news/audio.